ريف درود شريف ان شاء الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. And whenever the name of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam comes, or the title of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, let us say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll move our tongues also, move our lips also, not only in our heart. Great blessings and barakat will come in our gathering here, in our whole lives, our deen, our dunya also. Always try and read Durood Sharif, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa, wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Alhamdulillahi munshir khalq min adami, thumma salatu ala al-mukhtar fil qidami. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحمي. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين. وقال تعالى، إن تنصروا الله ينصركم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين، أضوا عليها بالنواجذ، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. I will start my talk with an introduction and base my talk on that and complete it with the solution, inshallah. The little talk recently, a few months ago, a little girl, maybe about 8-10 years of age, passed away in Saudi Arabia in a little town called Qasim. The family brought the girl, after she had passed away, to the woman who gives ghusl. And when the woman who was giving ghusl opened her niqab, she saw such radiance, such brilliance, such nur emanating from her. She said, I never saw this before. A young little girl. After she completed the ghusl, then she called the family and showed them. The mother was very, very distraught naturally. But when she saw this, they all became quite wat-i-tminan. Really, we also, many of our people pass away, but when they've got a good maut, may Allah grant us all good maut, inshallah. Then we feel comfortable that they all have to leave, but they left in this wonderful way, and where they're going to is much more better than here. Anyway, after that, after 2 days, the girl's mother phoned this lady again and said, I'm sending 4 cartoons or boxes of her belongings. You distribute it, all whatever she possessed, you distribute it. They send it, and also when she was giving ghusl, she found both her shahadat fingers were up, giving shahadat of tawheed, of oneness of Allah Ta'ala. So when she opened the first box, it was all her abayas, cloaks, but what she found particular in the other box, her dresses also, all long sleeve, no short sleeve, no sleeveless, no see-through. In other words, sharam haya dehe. This aspect I want to try and explain a bit more. And her mother phoned and said also, when all this, she said this great virtues of hers, together with that, her habit was whenever adhan would go, immediately salat. She would not delay in her salah. Another lady, Muallima of Egypt, her inspiration was the ayat, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى. So consequently, whenever she also heard adhan, everything else did stop, full stop. Now namaz. 2 o'clock in the morning, her alarm used to ring. Sometimes you're still feeling very tired, mind is not working. But this ayat spurred her on. So anyway, then this lady says herself, I went and checked my wardrobe. And then all my sleeveless dress, half sleeves, etc., tight fitting, see-through, I got rid of them. So the important thing is we learn from here the system and the way of the non-Muslims. We must not bring that in our lives. The way of the animal kingdom of the West. It's an animal kingdom. They've got absolutely nothing. As far as cleanliness is concerned, till this moment now, they got no concept of cleanliness. In the sense, we all know if they go and urinate, they will stand, the man will stand and urinate. And the drops of urine are still falling, and they wear their trousers. If they go and do number two, they don't wash. They take the toilet paper, and that effectively does not clean them, but polishes them with that rubbish and dirt. And urine and stool, both of them have got so strong chemicals, besides it being najis, napak also. But even so, the strong chemicals which are so harmful, then they would go into a bathtub to bath. So all that which is in that napak, that najis, it will mix with the water. And when you're in a bathtub, inevitably water will go in your mouth also, go in your nose also, your ears. So, and we regard them and we want to follow such people who are so dirty in that aspect. Their common system is, and their culture and their way of life, they will go with their dogs for a walk in the morning, in the late afternoon. We see them on the roads, they're going with their dogs on a leash, they're on their belt, they're going. And where the dog wants to urinate, they will wait for the dog. Give it time, let it urinate. When it wants to do defecate, number two, they will wait also. So they made dogs their imams. They are behind. And we might laugh at them, but unfortunately we made those people who made dogs their imams. We made their imams. We live our lives. Our lives are according to their way of life. Today our lifestyle is like this. We have holidays like what they have. We have braais, barbecues like they have. Everything of theirs. Their fashion, their stupid fashion. Hey, they will pay more for a torn pair or a torn pair of jeans, more than a good pair of jeans. Just because it's fashion to wear a torn pair of jeans. They will pay more for a patched jean than a good pair of jeans. Just because it's fashion. And sunnah to wear patched clothes, nobody wants to wear. But the fashion of the West, that filthy and stupid fashion, that we will die for. They will wear half socks, we will also wear half socks. And all this is because we are gone poor. Not poor with money that we are buying patched jeans and torn jeans and half socks, but we are poor because our brains are completely gone. Their brains, they're not left, no bird brains also. And no, there's no sawdust also left in the brains. Completely an empty box with all filth and dirt. That we are following those people. Their whole lifestyle is filled with this dirt. And many of us must have come to know that how they tortured the people in Afghanistan. And not only Afghanistan, in their whole history, everywhere. People, you can't imagine, can people be so worse than animals also is not the word. So terrible. And that is what they are. But the sad part is me and you, we think they are somebody great. Their sports is a feature so high in our lives. Whether we are ulama, whether we are pious people. One imam in Surat in India, the Mutawalli was in charge of about 6 masjids. So he should go and check on every masjid, whether the imam is on time, adhan, everything. So it was Zohar time in one masjid, the imam made salam. And as he made salam, he asked, who scored you? What's the score? Some cricket match was carrying on. The Imam said, you fired. Forget the score. If your whole namaz was in the cricket match, what namaz you made? And that is us. And what is the soccer? 22 people running on a soccer field trying to kick a pigskin between two poles this side or two poles that side. And then 20,000 people clapping hands, people jumping up that a goal has been scored. 100,000 people on the TV watching. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. We created you in tomfoolery. All the stupid things of that. For that, cricket is a church game. It started from the church. The three stumps denote the Trinity, which they believe in the church. And the batsman is there to protect Trinity. And the bowler is the enemy who wants to destroy Trinity. And when the batsman is bowled out, that means he couldn't protect Trinity. He must go back to the pavilion. Send somebody else to protect the Trinity. And all the sports today is gamble. We all know gambling. Match fixing. And in cricket matches, other matches also, you at the end, nail biting that last few moments and last few balls. And it is all pre-arranged. It was fixed like that. And we going mad for all this. How stupid have we become? Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have got the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And we following all these people in whichever aspect you see their lifestyle. Their lifestyle, Maulana Muhammad Jina Sahib in Kimberley, he says, I get so angry when I see people have come from so far to come and see the big hole. Today is the achievement to see a hole, a big hole. He says, what you coming here to see a hole for? And a big hole you came and see. If you want to see a hole, there are enough holes in the world. You coming here to come and see the big hole. We have become so stupid, it's achieved, and a person will take a selfie at the big hole. That let somebody take a photo of him, then I made a great achievement. Achievement is 2 rakats of nafil namaz, 10 minutes zikrullah, dars of Quran and hadith. Now, this is what is achievement for us, to lead humanity. جِئْنَا لِنُخْرِجَ الْعِبَادِ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْعِبَادِ إِلَى عِبَادَةِ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ. Hey, that is why we were created. Not that we're wasting our time in all these things. Today, how many of us must have planned for this holiday coming? We're going to Kruger National Park. What are we going to see? Animals. أَشْرَفُ الْمَخْلُقَاتِ وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. And this insan is going to go and look at animals. And there we see a monkey and we'll want to now video it. And we are trailing the monkey. We see a stone somewhere in the grasses. We stop a car, 10 cars stop. So that a lion is there with the cubs. It's just a stone. And all this we're wasting our time. Allah Ta'ala give us hidayat. This is the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muhammad ibn Qasim, 17 years old. And other great sahaba. Hazrat Usama ibn Zayd. How great they, what great achievements they made. They're young ages, young boys, small boys. What great sacrifices they made. This is what this ummah is for. This ummah is not for all this tomfoolery and wasting of time in this world. We go where and where we go for our holidays to resorts. Yesterday in that same bed which we are sleeping in today, the worst gunas took place. Not only zina between man and a woman, lesbianism, homosexuality. And today we are sleeping in those beds. And we are comfortable. We don't feel anything whatsoever. Out of zarurat, necessity, we are traveling where to stay over in a hotel room. We couldn't help it, we had to. The laws which the government made, and we had to observe some laws, is a different thing. Because we were forced to. But in there also, our benchmark is Sharia, Quran and Hadith. That is what we see. Not what today's announcement is made, that the president is going to come on TV tonight, 8:30. The way all will gather together and to watch, waiting for it, as though Jibreel alayhi salam is coming with some wahi. And after that, the way we live the afternoon, very few musallis. And no imam appointed also. So one of the people, musallis, they told him to go front.
And he said he had a t-shirt on with a naked woman's picture at the back. And he's making imamat like that. Not even a jubba he wore. Just like that he's making imamat. So we don't know where we are gone, our akal. Gone like duniya mein tere akal kya kar gayi, deen mein wo kahan mar gayi. In the matters of dunya, how lot our akal is working. I usually say there are some people in the whole world, laborers especially, you teach them work, do this like this, do everything. And you stand on them and you're telling them they still do it wrong. And you say, no brains this people got. But when they want to steal, then you say, oh, what brains they got. Then your brains don't work. How they plan and how when they want to steal. The same thing we in dunya, our brains work. But when it comes to deen, our brains don't work. We are given the ulum of Quran and hadith. Where can there be anything better? Sending one doctor friend wanted to enroll his son at a university. He went there to the university in South Africa. He said, when I went in, I didn't know if I'm in Europe or I'm in South Africa. The environment that was there, what a terrible environment. And he said, I must say, pay exorbitant fees to send my son to Jahannam. I can't do that. Today we are promoting, we are enforcing, and our young children in our Darul Ulooms, in our girls' madrasas, in our places, the ulama, the alimas, and encouraging, not encouraging, enforcing now that send your children for secular education. Send them to university. What is secular education? Secular, go and see it for yourself in your dictionary. Don't take my word for it. Secular is all that has to do nothing with religion, and Allah does not feature in there. That is what is called secular. So what is all the scientists and the politicians and the mainstream media? Everything, you have a secular government, you have secular education. It means in which Allah does not come in the equation, in which deen does not come in the equation. So we sending our children, whichever school we are sending them, they are being taught Darwin's theory of evolution. That we, na'uzubillah, that our forefather was a monkey. When Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah Ali was told to write a book, to write something against it, he said, there's no need for it. He said, Hazrat, so many people are going astray. He says, everyone has got the right to be proud of his lineage. Somebody is a Sayyid, I'm proud I'm a Sayyid. Somebody is a Mughal, somebody is a Khan, somebody is a Pathan. Whatever, you are proud of it. If they are proud, their forefathers are monkeys, then let that be. We are proud in the sense of shukr. Our forefather is Adam alayhi salam, khalaqatu bi yadayya. Allah says, I created Adam alayhi salam in a special form. And as Maulana Shabir explained, Maulana from Richmond explained, from Camperdown explained, that who they believe in Shaitan, the big guru, and all this LGBTQ plus, XYZ plus, 1, 2, 3 plus, all this plus and minus and multiply and divide, whatever they are doing, they are just leading people astray. So their big guru Shaitan, who teaches them all this, he himself said, خَلَقْتَنِي خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَار. Allah, you created me. I'm not from, even Shaitan said, I'm not from monkeys. You, Allah, you created me. And you created me from, وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِين. And you created Adam alayhi salam from sand. Adam alayhi salam is not from a monkey. We are not from monkeys. We should be proud that our forefather is Adam alayhi salatu. So in every aspect, these lowest to the low people, and we are following them blindly. Hook, line and sinker, whatever announcement comes on the TV, Quran, Hadith, one side. Now we're just following that. Close the masjid, Allah. And what? More than what the government wants us to, we close. They don't ask us. We are proud. We close the masjid 5 days before the government. And we are proud that on my dead body, I won't allow the masjids to open. These type of words, Muslim ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if it has to come again, we will make sure we close the masjids again. Who are we? Which direction? What has happened to us? Where are we asleep? Or where? In where? Azab of Qabr is Azab of Qabr. Which Azab we brought ourselves in? We are the followers of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We take what name and honor the name of the Sahaba, our great great awliya, our ulama, our mashayikh. When we say our akabir and our aslaf, when we say ulama-i Dioban, these are not just empty words. What have they got filled in there? And we leaving that, and today we in our homes, and when we put our children in the universities, we are not putting them in the lion's den. We're not putting them in the lion's mouth. We are putting them in the filthiest place of shaitan. And we are proud that we are doing it. When we're sending them to missionary schools, and we're sending them to any and every private school for education, dunya's education is necessary, not secular. Secular is totally haram. It's without Allah and without deen. Dunya's education, we need houses, we need food, we need clothes, we need vehicles, we need the things. So dunya's education, one simple solution today, and mashallah in the Durban area, it's been quite successful, homeschooling. And in the homeschooling, make sure also the textbook, what textbooks of our madrasas, what were things they have written in there. What our ulama, what we call our ulama, and what terrible things they have written in those textbooks, make sure the correct education is given. Our children, grandchildren at home, we arrange for them homeschooling, a school principal, then we found out that he's teaching them music. So you have to be watching. Don't think you just made the arrangement of homeschooling and some apa you got or some teacher, but watch what they are teaching. He's with the piano. He started teaching them how to play piano. Muslim, good Muslim man that we normally regard with. But this is happening. So very important. So anyway, this is the condition. Let us follow the way of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says the solution. وَلَوْلَا دَفْءُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضُهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ. Had Allah not overpowered some people over the others, لَهُدِّمَتْ صَوَامِعُ وَبِيعُ وَسَلَوَاتُ وَمَسَاجِدُ يُذْكَرُ فِيهَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا. All places of worship, all the enemy shaitan and his allies would have destroyed all these places. That is their mission, not only to close the masjid, to destroy, يُذْكَرُ فِيهَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا, where Allah's name is taken in abundance. They want to destroy, not only close our masajid, they want to destroy our masajid. Presently, in Pakistan, in India, how many masajid are being destroyed? By the government they are being destroyed. We are sleeping, we don't know what is happening. So let us awake from our slumber. And we are busy with our investments, we are busy with our holidays, we are busy with the cell phone all the time. And we are watching sports, we are watching porn, we are watching games, and every game has got Satanism in it. Are we putting our little children to play games and to watch comic strips, cartoons, etc.? These things have got Satanism through and through. How can we do this with our children? We say we love our children, but we are literally, Allah says, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. We are doing the opposite. We are taking them and throwing them into the fire of Jahannam. And we will go with them. Allah protect us all. Allah forgive us. This program has been organized that the fitness of this time we become aware. And we protect ourselves. لَهُدِّمَتْ صَوَامِعُ وَبِيَعُ وَصَلَوَاتُ وَمَسَاجِدُ يُذْكَرُ فِي أَسْمُ اللَّهِ كَثِيرٌ وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهَ مَنْ يَنْصُرُ. The answer to all that, Allah is not going to come Himself. Allah wants us. We will help Allah. إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Bring Iman. Follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow the commands of Allah. Help the deen of Allah. Spread the deen. Bring the deen in our lives. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Nobody can give you superiority and greatness. You bring the deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in its pristine purity. Don't follow the wrong teachings of which people have taken out all different things about deen. All terrible interpretations and wrong things. And alhamdulillah, make shukr till this moment. Ulama al-haq are present. They are present in our masjid here. They are, our darul ulooms are there. And deen is being taught as it was taught 1400 years ago. Our silsila goes to Suffa. and Ashabi Suffa, that is our first Darul Uloom and our first Khanqa, and from there are all the barakat of the Darul Ulooms in the world. Otherwise, the whole Arab world, Russia, all the Russian states, Imam Bukhari, Bukhara, what madaris they were, what khanqas they were, all nothing left today. Nothing left today. Yeah, today in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, to extend in our countries now, South Africa, Zambia, other countries, England, America, alhamdulillah, our Darul Ulooms are coming up. Support this Darul Ulooms. Send our children here. Take them out of the universities and the schools. Send them to these Darul Ulooms. They will become human beings. A person wrote a letter, bismillah, after World War II, which was found in the Nazi concentration camps. And it was addressed to teachers. And that person writes in the letter that what I saw, nobody should see. That person got saved from all the how they killed the people. That person, what I saw, nobody should see. What did I see? Learned engineers building this gas chambers to gas people to death. Educated doctors poisoning little infants. And trained nurses killing little young people and old people, they are killing them. And also that school, high school children, college and university students, killing and burning the bodies. She says, I'm skeptical about this education. If this is education to kill people like this, then what you call? You call that education? Today we dying for it. I remember as a little boy, my elder sisters and brothers were at school in the early 50s. And they should get so much of food, fruit at the school that one person couldn't eat it. Textbooks were free. The writing books were free. Pens were free. Inkpot with the ink, blotting paper. All the schools supplied. All to get us into the schools. And today we will pay for everything. And that time, no uniform also. Because the uniforms are, how much are parents spending on uniforms alone today? The textbooks, the writing books, how much money is being spent? At that time it was all free. But what was the trick? They pulled us into that school system. And we all went in. I remember when I was in standard 2, your age is 10 years old. I went a year earlier, so I was 9. When I was in standard 2, a girl who was studying, who was in our class, the parents took her out to get her married at the age of 9. Today, our alimas don't want to get married. And we think getting married at the age of 9 is something bad, or we laugh at it. No. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam married Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha at the age of 6, the noble practice of Allah's Nabi. She started living with Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam at the age of 9. We suffering from an inferiority complex because of what the apes and the monkeys of the West say. And we want to find fault with it. This is the most honorable tariqah. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. The most sublime and the greatest way you have in Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. So this is what we have to follow. So Allah Ta'ala says that these people are bent to finish your deen, to finish your Darul Ulooms. What did they do in Russia, Samarkand, Bukhara, all these places, whole of Egypt, everywhere. In the Mufti Taqi Saab's madrasa, one article came in Al-Balagh some time ago, 20, 30 years ago. The Egyptian Minister of Education visited them. And he saw the madrasa and everything. After that he said that how you people have got madrasas 200 years ago, we also had madrasas like that. Our Darul Ulooms and our maktabs where Khalis Deen was taught, Quran Sharif was taught, Deen was taught. Then what the enemies told us, teach maths in the school. Maths we all need, for miras we need maths. For many things in our deen, we need arithmetic, we need math. They brought science, they brought languages. In 5 years, he said, that madrasa which was exclusive for deeni education, now to even learn Quran was optional. Now to learn dunya's education, that was compulsory. And if you want to, and eventually everything finished. The Delhi Arabic College, which is in Delhi till today, when I was in Jamaat, with Hazrat Ji and them, they had the Dilli Ijtima used to take place in that college. And now the government took out Arabic name, Dilli Arabic College. They took out Arabic name also. And that was the Darul Uloom where Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali, where Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali graduated. But with this other education coming in it, finish, it's nothing now. Now the name Arabic also, Arabic is also taken out. So it is very important that we come back to our roots. So Allah Ta'ala says, if you will make madad, you will help the deen of Allah, then Allah will help you. Allah will establish the deen. Allah Ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. The tafsir is different, but this meaning is 100% also correct, that till we don't help the deen of Allah, Allah won't help us. So we must stand up, wake up from our sports and our holidays, and wake up from our businesses, that we are just making investments, more businesses we are opening, more we are opening, come to our deen. Solution is in our deen. Our rosy is in deen. As long as Allah, Allah is being said, everyone will get food in the world. The winds will blow, the rains will fall, crops will grow. When nobody is left to say Allah, everything will be destroyed. So we should help. And Allah Ta'ala is the one that will help us. Be patient. Allah's help will come and you will see how deen will flourish in the world. We have to take deen. Allah has made the system. UK, how many Darul Ulooms? America, how many Darul Ulooms? How many seminaries of deen? South Africa, many other countries also, Allah's system is working, and deen will come ghalib. We don't follow the way of the animals, kingdom of the West, follow Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and see what results will come. Allah give us all tawfiq to understand and get our direction of life correct, and turn to Allah Ta'ala in sincerity. May Allah reward all for coming, and we can see the strong support for haq that we have here. Everyone wants to support the ulama and the truth. Let us take our further steps also. Let us not just go and sleep. I usually say if we go to a doctor's surgery for a checkup or whatever, we got some problem. He diagnoses, he checks us up, everything. He tells you must have blood tests done, you must have scans done, you must have this done, etc. You just take this medicine in the meantime. And we come out from his surgery, and we come in the waiting room there, and we meet our old friend. And, oh buddy, how are you, man? Long time I haven't seen you. And we forget the whole what doctor said. We don't do anything what doctor told. So we also are in the doctor's surgery. I'm in need, we are all in need of it. Now after this we meet our friends, we're going to eat again. Oh, how are you? Long time I didn't see you. And we forgot what was said here. Ulama have come, made sacrifices, and they have prepared, and they are presenting the ready biryani to us. The ready plow and roast, the best of food they are presenting, the food of Jannat. And we go now to the toilet and go and drink urine there, and go and drink stool when we got the ready food. And use this, they have given it to us on the plate it is for us. And don't go to the Western stupid ways of the animal kingdom and that filth and dirt and urine and stool of this. Don't go and have consumed that. This beautiful biryani of Islam, and nothing to surpass it. It has reached perfection. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam ad-deen. What more we want? Allah, let us understand who we are. Our woman folk, our alimas, our uppers, our tabligh jamaat people, all. We are in tabligh jamaat, but then when we go in another way, oh, we're going for a holiday. Now when we go for a holiday, what is the need that we have to wear sunglasses like they wear? And that brand name of that sunglass. It's going to make your holiday more enjoyable or something. And why must we wear that hat how they wear? And our children with the Bermudas and with all that stupid things written on them. What stupids they are making out of us. When our eyes going to open? Allah give us hidayat wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.